The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Senator, you're at the center of this negotiation with the president over his social spending and tax bill, a bill, the Build Back Better bill that is not coming up in the Senate before the new year, in part largely because of your reservations. Without you, the leadership doesn't have the votes it needs. So today, right now, what's the state of play?
Well, Brad, you know, this is a mammoth piece of legislation, and I had my reservations from the beginning when I heard about it 5.5 months ago, and I've been working diligently. Every day and every minute of every day, I've been working on this, meeting with whether it be the president, President Biden, whether it be Majority Leader Schumer and his staff, whether it be with Nancy Pelosi, all of my colleagues, I mean, from all different spectrums of the political spectrum, if you will, from the right to the left. I've done everything humanly possible. Huh. And you know, my concerns I had, and I still have these concerns, and where I'm at right now, the inflation that I was concerned about. It's not transitory, it's real. It's harming every West Virginian. It's making it almost difficult for them to continue to go to their jobs. The cost of gasoline, the cost of groceries, the cost of utility bills, all of these things are hitting in every aspect of their life. And you start looking, and then you have the debt that we're carrying at $29 trillion. You have also the geopolitical unrest that we have. You have the COVID variant. And that is wreaking havoc again. People are concerned. I've been with my family. I know everyone's concerned. So when you have these things coming at you the way they are right now, I've always said this, Brett, if I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible.
Wow. You know, we all knew he was going to do it, but I just can't believe he did it. I am tempted to say that I have more respect for actual Republicans, but I don't. I have respect for none of them. And I have no respect for him because we all knew he was playing a game. Everybody understood he was lying and dragging this out and playing a game. I mean, you can't even tell this a-hole to go be a Republican because then the Senate would be in the hands of Mitch McConnell and he would be in charge of the Senate. It's. I feel like we got mugged and now we have to be nice to the mugger. You know what I'm saying? It's like so because we still need him to do voting rights, right? Because he has to agree to carve out voting rights from the filibuster. I mean, this is just so crazy. I swear to God, I was watching this in real time. You know, I was watching it yesterday, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, I feel violated by him. I feel like he ransacked my house and then took a dump on my coffee table. He is vile. He is just so bought. He is so purchased. He is so because of Joe Manchin, and this is how you lose elections, Democrats. This is how it happens. Because of Joe Manchin, who is a Democrat. So the crowning achievement of the Democrat Joe Manchin's political career is the total sabotage of the Democratic president's entire agenda for the American people. Next year, millions of kids will not be attending free pre-K. Next year, millions of parents will not get help paying for the child care, lowering costs for American families. This man is a lump of coal incarnate. He's talking about, oh, things are so expensive. Yes, things are so expensive because of COVID, because of the previous president's dereliction of duty when we only had 15 cases in the entire world. Oh, my God. So, yes, things are expensive. So why not help Joe lower the cost of child care? That's a big chunk of everybody's, pocketbook. Everybody that works with kids, that is a huge chunk of change. Why not lower the premiums for health care? You know, this man is going to have to explain. He says he can't explain it to West Virginians. Listen, that's ridiculous. That's totally ridiculous. If you can't explain to West Virginians that they're going to see a lowering of their health care premiums, of their child care costs, of the largest reduction in consumer energy costs because we're going to invest and create jobs in, the marketplace of green, which is cheaper and easier to come by. I mean, he can't explain it to West Virginians. What is he saying? Well, my people are just so stupid, or my people are just so stoned, or my people are just so lost, or my people are just so gone, or I have absolutely no skills and I can't explain how I'm lowering costs for them. What the? This is the biggest douche. I swear to God, it's just unbelievable. So all the little West Virginia kids, when you're sitting in front of the TV next year, instead of, going to childcare, Joe Manchin is the reason why. I swear to God. And he went on local TV, the local radio, to explain to his people why he's a no.
I'm not blaming anybody. I knew where they were and I knew what they could and could not do. They just never realized it because they figure, surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit. Well, guess what? I'm from West Virginia. I'm not from where they're from. And they can just beat the living crap out of people and think they'll be submissive. Period.
Oh, this is ridiculous that all he was harassed and hassled and bothered and budged, and moved. The guy was given the bill. The guy, literally, this bill started at $6 trillion, okay? $6 trillion. And for him, they decoupled the bill, okay? They separated out the infrastructure portion, which he desperately, desperately wanted, needed, had to have. And then they did the social stuff for his constituents, for human beings. So they did that for him. And then they trusted his word that if they did that for him, he would come on board with the human infrastructure investment. He would come on board with the climate change portion, the largest effort to combat climate change in American history. He would come on board in the most transformative investment in children and caregiving for seniors in a generation. Well, he lied about coming on board. He never intended to come on board, and we did that for him. Then he didn't like the cost of the human infrastructure, the investment, the transformative part, the climate change investment. He didn't like that. That came in at about $3 trillion. He said he was good for half of it. He said he would do 1.5. It finally came in at 1.7. 1.7. He was never telling the truth. Never. They did all this for him, and still he wouldn't invest in his people. If I can't go and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. Well, what exactly is wrong with you? How in the world am I supposed to...
The idea that Joe Manchin says he can't explain this back home to his people is a farce. I mean, it's a farce in terms of, plain democracy, because I represent more or just as many or more people than Joe Manchin does, perhaps more. But secondly, and importantly, is that if you can't explain to your constituents why the child tax credit that they are getting right now to help feed their kids in a time of record high prices should not be extended, that doesn't seem like a problem with his constituents. That seems like a problem with his ability to either communicate or really, I think there's a different reason behind this vote.
Yeah, me too. I think he's a disingenuous, on the take, on the dole. Don't disrupt my lifestyle, my political action committee money. Don't disrupt me. I don't care. I got mine, F yours. I just don't give a damn. Never have, never will. You can't explain that you're helping people pay for the high price of groceries. You can't explain that you're taking people out of, paying full freight for childcare. You couldn't explain that. It is a farce. That's the word. It's a farce.